Okay, so our topic today is, what day did we receive the Torah? How do we observe Shavuos? Such an exciting, mamash, the sweetest of the sweet, this sugya. Because our Gemara presents two dayas here in the beginning of Yuma, two dayas as to whether or not we receive the Torah on Vav Sivan or on Zion Sivan. The reason why it comes up in our discussion is because the question is, when is Moshe Rabbeinu Poresh? Is that pre or post the Aseres HaDibros? Is it a pre-sha which is in preparation for receiving the Aseres HaDibros? Or is it a post-pre-sha in preparation for learning the Torah and bringing down the Luchos? So according to the Tanakhama, which the Gemara lines up with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Reish Lakish, the Torah was given on Vav Sivan. The Prisha took place afterwards. It was 7 days of Prisha. Vizel. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan, the Torah was given on Zion Sivan. The Prisha took place before, and we had the extra day. Great. So the Magen Avraham has the Kasha that everybody saw. The Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Pei Ches links this question of Matan Torah, of the Aseres HaDibros being on Vav Sivan versus Zion Sivan, to the issue of Poletus. The Prisha pre-Kabbalas HaTorah was to ensure that nobody would be in a state of Baal Keri. Memela, Poletus is going to indicate when they got the Torah. Because if you say, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Poletus is, the Zera is only viable for three Onos, so that Prisha was on Thursday. The Gemara says, everybody agrees we got the Torah on Shabbos. Prisha was on Thursday. You have three Onos, so either it was Bahashkama, and you have Thursday day, Thursday night, and Friday day, and then went to the mikvah Friday night, or you don't care about what the Gemara says. Maybe we don't care that these halala were going to the mikvah, these were not going to the mikvah. The Prisha was sometime on Thursday, so the Prisha was Thursday night, Friday day, Friday night, then went to the mikvah early in the morning. So according to that, the Prisha was on Thursday. But if you assume that there was a longer Prisha, like the Chachamim say it was six Onos, so then the Prisha was on Wednesday, early Bahashkama, so it was Wednesday day, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day, Friday night, and we Paskin, according to Chachamim, we don't have to worry, they went early in the morning, and then they had Matan Torah afterwards. But either way, according to this understanding, the Poletus and the date of Matan Torah line up. So says the Magen Avraham, how could it be that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Nida, that the requirement of Poletus is to be Choshesh for six Onos, that the Zera is viable? And yet, the Paskins here in Hilchos Shavuos, that we observe Shavuos on the sixth day of Ziv. This is the question of the Magen Avraham. It's got to be the seventh day if you have six Onos. If you have six Onos, that ensures it must be on day seven when they got the Torah. Oh. And that's the first part of the question. Second part of the question from the Magen Avraham is, wait a second, it sounds like from the majority opinion in the Gemara that we left Mitzrayim, according to most opinions, on a Thursday. We got the Torah on a Shabbos. Everybody agrees we got the Torah on Shabbos. Everyone. Nobody disputes that. Maharal explains, of course, Shabbos and Shlemos. It makes sense that we got the Torah on Shabbos. But the majority opinion is that we left on Thursday. So if we left on Thursday and we got the Torah on Shabbos, that means that we received the Torah on the 51st day. So why do we observe Shavuos 50 days after the Sfira if that's actually not consistent with when we got the Torah in the Midrash? So these are the two questions. Now the background to this, right, this is the Magen Avraham. Everyone saw this Magen Avraham? This is a famous, awesome Magen Avraham. The background to this is that there is total ambiguity in the Chumash on this matter, because the Chumash only informs us that Bachodesh HaShlishi Bo Midbar Sinai. So the Gemara has to make a drasha that they got there on Rosh Chodesh. We don't even know that. And then you have to calculate the exact amount of days. But it's not clear when Matan Torah was from a calendar standpoint. And then on the Shavuos observation side, the Torah never links Atzeres, what we call Shavuos,
never links it to Matan Torah at all. It's a function of, look at Parsha Semar, it's a function of Tisbru Chamishim Yom, Vekrafta Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. So there's a lot of ambiguity here, right? At the end of the day, maybe the simplest way of formulating this question is, how can we get up to Davin on Vav Sivan and say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, when, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch can't pasken that? And historically, how could that fit together?
Or the Gemara Masechet.
Oh, very good. We'll get to that in 1 second. So this is the basic question, okay? Two Gemaras that are important reference point for this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Vav Amid Beis, actually points out in a Braisa that in the time that they were Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, it was possible for Shavuos to fall out on the 7th of Sivan if both months were
Moed. No.
Chaser.
Chaser.
Then it's Chaser. It's possible for it to fall out on the 6th, which is the way we have it. One Chaser, one Mali. But it's also possible, the Gemara says, for Shavuos to fall out on Hey Sivan. That's what the Gemara says. It says black on white. No one thinks that we got the Torah on Hey Sivan. So that is a further question. And that compounds the Gemara that Yehuda was mentioning, that the Gemara says in Psachim and Samaches and Mebeis, in the context of Lachem versus Lashemayim, Lashem, and eating and sudas and fasting on Yantiv, Hakol Modim Ba'atzeres, Debi'inan Nami Lachem, why? Yom Shin Nebo Torah. So the day of Torah was given. So how do we shtim all of these things? So there are different ways of looking at the relationship between the Yom Tov of Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. And we have to look at them as two separate entities and then think about how do they relate to each other. So one point of departure for this is the Tshuva Sarivash. The Tshuva Sarivash is in Simen Sarivav. I can give it to you if you like. It's amazing. No, it's in the original. So the Rivash here,
Simen what?
This is in Tshuva Simen Sarivav. He's discussing whether or not, when they were Mekadesh after the Churban HaBayis, they took into consideration when to establish Shavuos for Iyar and Sivan, for setting the months. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. We all know from the Gemara, from the Rambam, we all know that even after the Churban HaBayis, they were Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah. So how does that work out? So the Rivash says something very extreme. He says, Afal Iyar V'nisan Tzricha Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, V'lom B'nei Chag HaShavuos, Sharei Lo Tola HaKasav B'chodesh Sivan, the Ella Lamed Ella Nun Yom La Omer, the Kevet Shadanu Nis She Yadu Nisan Chag Shavuos Kvar Kavuas Mano. Skipping She Ein Kveda Bezeh Shelo Tola Hakasav Chag Shavuos Biyom Matan Torah Ella Biyom Chamishim La Omer. Period. That's it. Essentially, they're really nothing to do with each other. Shavuos is a din in the Omer. That's it. Ula Olam Nisan Mat. Now, today we know how to set it up. So today, La Olam Nisan is Mole, Ve'ion Iyar is Chaser, and therefore 50 days end at Kiyom Besivan Cheninabo Torah Ladas Rabbanan, like it says in Shabbos, Lazet Onomaskir Betfilos Man Matan Torah Seinu. How does the Rivash answer this question? That in Achanami, inherently, Zman Matan Torah and the count of Pesach are not, count from Pesach are not inherently linked. Only Bizman Azeh, that's the Nusach, because Kviyat Yarcha. Some Achronim point out this is difficult because the Kviyat Yarcha took place in the times of Abayi and Rava, way at the end. So what did they say before? Did they not say Zman Matan Torasenu? Maybe not. Maybe not. So that's question number one. That's
That was definitely before.
So that's the problem. How could that be? That was Rabbi Elazar. It was the Talmud of Yochanan. So that's some Achronim are not happy about this Rifash. But the point of the Rifash is to say is that these are two separate dinim, and this is expanded in an incredible way in the essay that I gave out to you in this Sicha from the Rebbe, Zchus Yogan Aleinu, Zichrono Levracha. This is the Lubavitcher Rebbe Sichos. This is from Shavuos, Tavshin Yud Zayin, and Tavshin Chaf Aleph. In the back, there is a Hebrew version, but in the front, you have the original Yiddish version. This Sicha is very famous for one unbelievable reason. For the issue of the dateline. If you turn to page 998, this is where the Rebbe makes his incredible statement, his huge chiddush, that if you cross the international dateline during Sfiras HaOmer, you observe Shavuos on your count of 50 days.
You're joking that you really want me to look at that in Yiddish, right?
Yeah, we'll get it later. Yes, you have to see the original. This is the original. At the end, you have also in the Hebrew, but I don't want you to rely on some guy's translation. You have to see the original.
Are you
going to
read
that? So what's the logic the Rebbe is presenting? The Rebbe says, look, there's two dinim over here. There's the din of the aspect of Shavuos related to Matan Torah, but then there's the aspect of Shavuos that relates to the Sfira. And the Sfira, as he points out right at the beginning, is Sfira is Alas Aprat of Sfira Sa'omer, Zogti Gemara, Sheti Sfira L'Kol Echad V'Echad. So this bifurcation leads you to say that Shavuos follows the Sfira, and your Sfira is unique to you, and that is the Psak that I believe the Chabad Chevra, they follow this Sicha from the Rebbe, and they will observe Shavuos potentially on Ches Sivan. They could observe it on Zion and Ches, or they could observe it on Hay and Vav, depending on which way, it depends in which direction you travel. But it's based on this idea that we have to think about Shavuos, the observance of Shavuos, pulled apart, really, from Matan Torah, and it's possible that they don't necessarily overlap. That is the Chiddush of the Rebbe. If you go on Chabad.org, they have a write-up of this.
And they recommend, during Sfira, don't cross the dateline.
That's what it says.
They highly encourage everyone not to cross the dateline during Sfira.
That's what it says. So this is one mahalach, that we really keep them apart, and according to the Rebbe Lamaisa, it's possible to separate them. No one ever thought that they got the Torah on Ches, but you could observe it on Ches also. Oh, this is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is like the Minchas Chinuch. The Heilige Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tes, which is Shalolasos Malacha B'Chag HaShavuos, in Os, in the end of Os Beis, he says, Shin Tes Os Beis. He says, you know what we have to say? We have to say that if you paskin that they got the Torah on Zion Sivan, you also have to follow Rabbi Akiva's Shita that they left Mitzrayim that year on Friday, like the minority opinion. If you say that, you answer the question of Magen Avraham. Because then they did get the Torah on the 50th day. And so even though it's possible that Shavuos will fall out on the 51st day, but we can still say Yom Shenitna Bo Torah, because originally at the first ever Shavuos, that actual Matan Torah, which is the day that we're commemorating with Atzeres, it was in fact 50 days, Day 50, and it was Zion Sivan. So we're going to say Zman Matan Torasenu, even though for us we're following the 6th of Sivan, but because originally the Manda Amar, who said it was on the 7th.
Sure, it's not what we're passing.
So that's he says the Milchas Chinuch points out that's only half the is only good for half, and the footnote also points out that's what it sounds like from the Machas Hashanah. That's the second mahalach, also not the best mahalach ever, right? The first mahalach of the Rivash is a little bit difficult because the Gemara Pesachim sounds like that was inherently the day even Bo Bismano. The second teretz is saying, well, maybe at that time it was like that, so it coincided, but it's not so good for us. The third mahalach is the Torah Tumimis mahalach. If you look at the Torah Tumim in the end of Perek Chaf Dalet. In Shmos, Perek Chaf Dalet, in the discussion in Parashas Mishpatim, and this is also the Havamina that the Netziv has, his uncle and brother-in-law, in the She'oltos, in the Hemek Shela, he says, that's why we say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Zman Matan Torah Seinu.
It's funny because my room freezes Yom is Chas, yeah. Which is so bizarre.
Oh, but the problem is, the Gemara Pesachim says, Yom. So that's why the Netziv says this is not such a good.
It's from the davening.
Right. The problem is, right, this is the why the Netziv is not happy with this third answer, because to say it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu is not so good, because the Gemara does say Yom. So that's why the Netziv is not so happy with this answer. But that's option number three. Option number four is the best option, and that is to create more of a hybrid between the two. And to say that there are two elements that are interwoven here between day Vav and day Zion, between day 50 and day 51. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in Gimel Amud Aleph, tells us that Yom HaShishi was the sixth day. So this is the source for the Rashi. The Torah was given, the world was created on the condition for the acceptance of the Torah. It was totally va'omed until Yom HaShishi. So Tosis, Frek Takashe, says, I don't understand. Tamil Amanda Amar b'shiva l'chog b'chodesh ninu aseres ha'dibros. This is Gimel Amin Aleph Avodah Zarah Tosis Dima Masko Yom HaShishi. So he says, I don't understand. What about the Mandar who says it was on the 6th? That's how we paskin. I'm sorry, what, the 7th. Not how we paskin, but the 7th. So he says, number one, the Yom HaKama lo amalu v'lo midi mishum chul shadu urcha. The first day they got there, the Gemara says in Shabbos, they didn't have any discussions because they needed to chill from the Torah of the Derech. So Shishi, 6 days from when they started the process. Second teretz is, Haisar u'yali nasein el shahosef yomecha midaito. Says the Marsha here, I'm not so happy. He calls these Tosfos Tirutzim, he calls them Dechiki. He's not into these Tirutzim at all. He says they're Dachuk. Yeah. So he has a different teretz, and so this is one of what we'll say are five similar mahalchim to address this discrepancy. The Maharsha says 6 and 7, they're really connected. Why? This is in the Maharsha, Gimel Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah, B'dibur Maskil Yom HaShishi. So he says, look, in one respect, we did receive the Torah on the 50th day, which was the 6th day of Sivan, in the respect of the tikkun of ourselves. In the bechina of Yeraso Kodemus L'Chachmasa. First, we had to go through 7 weeks of 7 days of Tahara, Ayin Shaman and Nesiva Shalom, of Shiva Nikiyam of Shiva Nikiyam. And then the 50th day, he says, that's the day of Shlemus of this tikkun. And then we were ready to receive the Torah. So truth to tell, he says, the actual process of Kabbalah Satorah began on the 50th day, because that was the tikkun. So it began on the 6th day and concluded on the 7th day. And that's how you could say... That's the Maharsha here in Avodah Zarah. That's what he says.
The Mechlobe doesn't clear the Yarchan. I don't know how many days.
The Magen Avraham raised both issues.
No, what I'm saying, the Mechlobe in the Gemara...
Yes.
Yes. For all opinions, not either on the 50th or 51st day.
Okay.
So the difference between 6th Sivan to 7th Sivan is not how many days we counted from Yitzhak and Trine, but when was Kiddush HaChodesh?
It was also how many days, depending on whether we left on Thursday or Friday.
So that's a different machloket. That's not Rabbi Yosef Chamin. It's not right. 6th or 7th.
But the Magen Avraham puts them together. Right? The Magen Avraham connects those two machlokes in.
Right, okay. He's addressing the Avodah Zarah on Yom Shishi. That's what he's addressing.
He's asking how do we call Yom Shishi Yom Torah? So he's saying it's Yom Shishi Yom Torah because of the fact that it was the, when we were Manishin and we were Klikibol for the
Torah. He's pointing out that we got the Torah on the 51st day, and yet we call the 50th day, which is Shishi, we call that Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So how could it be that Zman Matan Torah Seinu? The day 50 part is good, but the sixth day is not good. And on the other side, how could you say that we got the Torah on the 7th according to Rabbi Yossi, but that's 51? The answer is, they're both. They're both. That's what we're saying now. They're both Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Everybody agrees that 50 and 51 and the 6th and the 7th are Bevchinas Zman Matan Torah Seinu. For the Maharsha, it's because we created that possibility through our tikkun, through our preparation of ourselves. The lashon he has is the 50th day, that's Nigmara HaTahara. And through that, Shezachinu Acharkach B'yom Nun Aleph L'Kabbal HaSatorah. He puts those two together. That's the Maharsha. Similarly, also in the Tzvei Dinim, the dual aspect of Shavuos, the Maharal in the Chidush HaGadol there says, what happened on the 50th day, on the 6th? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah. Just according to Reb Yossi Aglili, because Moshe Rabbeinu Hosif Yom Echad Midaito, I'm sorry, not Reb Yossi Aglili, according to Reb Yossi, Hosif Yom Echad Midaito, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off to the 7th. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah on the 6th. So even though Halacha L'maisa says the Magen Avraham, we pass in Vav Onos, so historically we got the Torah on the 7th, but we say Zman Matan Torah on the 6th, because that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give it to us. A third Mahalach, but similar, is the Maharal in the Tiferes Yisrael, in Perakov Zion, where he focuses on the opposite point, which is that on the 6th day, we wanted to receive the Torah. Which brings us to a fantastic and beautiful pshat, which appears in the Tzlach, the Helik Tzlach, the Tzil Nefesh Chaya, in Psachim there, on Samach Chesem Adveiz.
There
was a Tzlach? Yes, Tzil Nefesh Chaya, because his mother's name was Chaya. Yeah. He says, Kol Hani Tlasa Yomi, all 3 days are called Matan Torah. Why? How could it be that all 3 days are called Matan Torah? Why would the Gemara Rosh Hashanah say on the 5th day it would be called Matan Torah? He says, because on the 5th day, we said Nasa V'Nishma. Says the Tzlach. Nasa V'Nishma. B'chamisha kibalnu aleinu Nasa V'Nishma. B'shisha bo niskayim ola ala machshava shahayasa ru'uya linasim bo. U'bishvi ha'isa kabbalah satorah b'fala. Similar to the Maharal, right? The Maharal looks at it from two ways. Mitzad Hashem wanted to give it to us on the 6th day, so that's considered Kabbalah. Mitzad, we wanted to take it. We were considered to be Mekabel. It's as if he gave it to us, so to speak. And that's exactly what the Netziv says. The Netziv says in the conclusion, the Hamik Shela, you know why Vav Sivan is called Zman Matan Torah Seinu? Because that's the day it was supposed to be. It was designated. Parenthetically, not for today. You see the Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebal Peh, giving it over Loba Shemaimi, that we have the ability to adjust the time of the Matan Torah. But these are all the days that are considered to be Ra'oi. And finally, similarly, this appears in the Shtikl in the Kedusha Slavi. In Shavuos, right after Bamidbar, he quotes the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. This is in Dibur Maskil B'Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tov Tzadidal, where the Magen Avraham is. And he talks about how, because of Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midaito, because of the V'kidashtem Hayom U'machar, he says, the Ha'ara HaGedola of Kabbalah Satorah Ha'ikar Haya B'Shisha B'Sivan Alidei Moshe Rabbeinu, like it was in the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give it. Rak b'maisa haya b'zayim b'sivan ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom shehosef midaito. V'nimtza muchach t'b'shisha b'sivan hayu muchanim l'kabal ha-Torah v'nifzaka zu amasin shal Yisra. if someone were to ask you, what's a nafkamina, whether they got on the sixth day, not got on the seventh day, huge nafkamina. Because Chazal tell us that Paska Zuamasan from the Adam Arishon. So he says, the nafkamina is, why do we say Zman Matan Torah Seino on the sixth day? Because since that was the designated day, it was Roy Linasein, therefore we have the Koach, the Ha'ara, when it comes around to the sixth day, even though we pass on Alokha Lamaisa that we have to be Choshesh for six onus, it's going to be on the seventh day, but the spiritual connection that we have to Kabbalah Satorah, the Ha'ara, the Psika Zuamasan that we tap into every year on Vav Sivan, that took place on the first day. So to summarize, we had the Kasha, the Magen Avram, the two parts. We had option number one is to say they're really not so connected to each other like the Rivash and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. We had option number two, which is to say that, well, maybe that's the way it was when we left Mitzrayim, or we could say this is just the Zman Bechlal, or option number three is to say that there's actually a synergy between the 2 days. It's actually a two-day type of Yontif. It's some say that they knew there was going to be 2 days, right? Remez. It's a remez to, we saw that also in the Magen Avraham. It's a remez to Yom Hashanah Shagolot. But what we're saying is there's two aspects of Torah. There's the Nesinas HaTorah, and then there's our Kabbalah HaTorah. Both of those are important, and therefore both of them play a role in the observance. And it could be both day 50 and day 51, and also Vav Sivan and Zion Sivan.